From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The city of Bel Air has officially broken ground on a flood control project. Multiple outlets report that the Cypress Ditch Flood Control Project is now underway. This is a major construction effort aimed at mitigating flooding in southwest Houston neighborhoods. The full project is expected to take years to complete. The goal is to widen the existing drainage channel from South Rice to Braes Bayou and increase stormwater capacity by about 60%. When hundreds of thousands of fans come to Houston for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, they'll be coming in the heat of summer. Hospitals and other first responders are preparing for a potential surge in health issues. Here's Adam Lee, Director of Emergency Management at Memorial Hermann, speaking on Hello Houston.
As we get countries that maybe have never experienced a Texas summer or the level of heat, it's just important to call out, are you staying hydrated? Are you doing the right things for your body to not experience a heat exhaustion?
The roof of NRG Stadium will remain closed for each of Houston's seven World Cup matches to keep players and fans cool. Fort Bend ISD's annual demographic report released earlier this week reveals why the school district's seeing some of its lowest early childhood enrollment numbers in years. District officials say declining birth rates are one reason why this year's kindergarten class of around 400 students was the smallest it's been in nearly 20 years.
Fewer babies are being born, fewer children are moving into Texas, and fewer students are choosing public ISD education. The trifecta of enrollment decline.
The report also found a growing number of families are choosing to enroll their kindergarten students in alternative education options like charter and private schools. League City Council approved an ordinance last night, an updated ordinance, outlining regulations for liveaboards or people who live on boats. The changes come after officials heard feedback from residents about controversial regulations approved earlier this year. The newly approved ordinance aims to help make rules more reasonable and provide clarity for stakeholders. And we've told you about how Houston is becoming a data center hub in the country. Well, two North Texas communities are taking very different approaches to the rapid growth of AI data centers there. Somerville County commissioners voted this week to oppose any new data centers until state leaders provide more oversight. Residents raised concerns about water use, infrastructure strain, and the impact industrial development could have on rural communities and nearby Dinosaur Valley State Park. State Representative Helen Kerwin told commissioners that rural communities need a stronger voice as these projects expand.
Growth without planning and without guardrails can create long-term consequences that we cannot take back, especially on our natural resources and even more so on our water.
Leaders up in Dallas approved rezoning for another large data center campus despite hours of public opposition. For more news, you can